Good evening and welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. Today it's Wednesday, the 12th of December, 2018?
2018,
now, right? Now we have to remember again a new year. You know, believe it or not, in like close, like in 18 days, no, 19 days, we've got a new year. The time is now 6:11, and like every Wednesday, you're listening to the Pawn Stars Unplugged. Yeah, my name is Roy Peretz, and I want to introduce my Pawn Stars. So, we don't have the fifth Pawn Star, Sasha Star, here. She's at home today. Everybody's on holiday. It feels like holiday. Are we on holiday?
We're not on holiday.
Let me tell you, we're not on holiday.
Full holiday.
What do you mean?
Even the kids on holiday from now, so the roads are empty. You don't feel like you're the only one that's walking in town?
You know what? I want to be the only one that works in town because I really don't care.
Yeah.
I really don't care. I want to work. It's nice to work. There's nothing wrong in working. And I think it's great. I mean, we give good service to people, so it's lekker. And we're going to stay open as long as we can, number one. Number two, maybe like the Christmas this week of the Christmas to New Year kind of thing. Maybe we're going to make a
give your staff a couple of days or
But you know, you can feel the festive spirit. It's just, it's relaxed. It's not horrible being.
Hold on a second. The ones with the, you know, those guys that run around with the guns, it's a robbery. Those ones are relaxed or those ones still working?
They're working.
Part of the Christmas spirit, of the job of Christmas spirit.
Yeah, job
experience. They help spreading
the bad cheer. What can I say? Anyway, my name is Roy Peretz. I want to introduce my Pawn Stars. So we have today with us our Swiss watch and diamond expert, Liel Rimon. All right. Yeah. So we've got as well, is it the correct journalist, our blogger and South Africa's best movie critic, Mr. Hi to Peter Veldman.
Hey, thank you.
They say she gives the best service in the whole industry. Please welcome Nicole.
The only rose amongst all the thorns.
Yeah, the only rose.
Today.
Yeah. You know, I want to talk today about end of years. But before, I mean, we always think about, you know, all the successes of the years and everything we've done good in the year. But I want to talk about some famous people that had a lot of failure.
Famous people who were failures.
Yeah, no. They call them famous failures. Oh. So the first one, Michael Jordan. After being cut from his high school baseball team, he went home, locked himself in the room and cried. Believe it or not. Then Albert Einstein. He wasn't able to speak till he was 4 years old. His teachers said it will amount to nothing.
Who was this?
Albert Einstein. And he was also horrible at school. He wasn't a good
student. He
wasn't a good pupil. Yeah?
You know, listen to this. I mean, you know that Walt Disney, for instance, he was fired from a newspaper for lacking imagination and having no original ideas.
Went home and drew some mice and made
one of the biggest companies on earth called Disney. Yeah, Walt Disney.
That's amazing.
Yeah, Steve Jobs. At 30 years old, he was left devastated and depressed after being removed from the company he started. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Oprah Winfrey. Listen to this one. She was demoted from a job as a news anchor because she wasn't fit for television. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep.
And the Beatles, rejected by Decca Recording Studios, who said, "We don't like your sound, and they'll never have a future."
The time for guitar groups are over.
Yeah.
And there's a new sound, and you don't fit our format.
Here you go.
I'm sure these guys that they didn't know where to bury them. I'm sure they're already gone. But the guys that told them they don't have the right sound, but they didn't know where to bury themselves after they saw them selling billions of records.
I'd say one thing, guys. If you never failed, means you never tried anything new. And I'll tell you, for this song, for this, I really dedicated a good song. This is My Way by Frank Sinatra. And if you like him, you understand. where I'm coming from, and hopefully you will like it.
If you missed Pawn Stars Unplugged, here's what you missed.
I was talking about this man, you know, he stormed to his wife in the kitchen and he says, from now on, you need to know that I'm the man of this house. And he's banging on furniture. He said, I'm the man of the house. You know, my word is law. You will prepare gourmet meal. He wants a gourmet meal every night and tonight. And when we're done eating the meal, you'll serve me a beautiful dessert. After dinner, we're going upstairs, we're going to have sex the way I like it. Afterwards, you're going to massage my feet. Afterwards, you're going to wash me. And you know, tomorrow morning when I wake up, you know who's going to dress me and comb my and comb my hair? She says, yes, the funeral parlor.
Catch Pawn Stars Unplugged Wednesdays at 6 p.m.
Thank you for staying with us. The time is now 18:22, the funeral parlor. I hope you like that one.
I love it.
It's black humor, Carl.
Is it black humor?
Yeah, sure.
We mustn't say black. It's South Africa, New South Africa.
Yeah, I got to be careful.
Yeah, why?
Whatever you say, so it's
going to
be objective.
It's
good morning. What's so good about the morning?
It's BE humor. So anyway, we listened to Frank Sinatra saying, I did it my way. And I relate a lot to this song because I did it my way. And
you did what your way, right?
I'm going to tell you later.
Off air.
I'll tell you exactly when you're going to tell me what you've done with the Queen. So then I'm going to tell you what you've... Yeah.
You're going to wait a long time.
You know, let me tell you guys. So it was the... Peter, he walks a little bit weird. Am I right?
What?
When
I'm not on my high heels.
No, hold on a second. You walk a little bit weird. When he walks, and it reminds me... It reminds me of this joke about the waiter.
Yeah.
So this waiter... This guy sits in a restaurant. He calls the waiter. The waiter walks like he's got something, you know. He walks weird. So the customer says to the waiter, do you have hemorrhoids? The waiter says, no, there's only whatever there's in the menu.
Now, I thought you were going to tell the joke of the guy waiter, and the customer says, are you a frog? He says, why am I a frog? He says, well, please, if you're a frog, just hop to it and bring me my meal.
So anyway, guys...
Yeah. I just made it up, so...
Yep. No, it's good if you made it up.
Make
it's, it's a very good
you
joke.
You made a joke about the way I walk.
Don't keep the...
People in suspenders.
Yeah. Don't leave your day job.
I don't have a day job.
Why? You're doing the movies. What are you talking about?
Is that a job?
Hold on a second.
You telling me a job.
Do you have movies for us today?
Yeah.
I mean, it feels already a festive season. I don't know.
I've got four movies for you today, Roy.
But isn't, Peter, before you start, isn't the festive season is the season for movies and there's much more movies because...
Well, there's four movies opening this week. There are another two next week. There's another
four.
And
we still got tickets. Oh, do we still have tickets to give? So we got four tickets to give, guys. 0618951019. 0618951019 or 34519. That's our SMS. And, of course, you're $1.50. So don't forget. So we're going to have a movie thing. And then we're going to go to movies.
Quiet on the set. Can we please have quiet on the set?
The movie reviews with Peter Feldman. So, Peter?
Well, I think one of the best animated features I've seen in a very long time has opened. It opens tomorrow. Sorry, not tomorrow. Friday. It's called Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. And it's cast of voices. It's an animated feature. It features Shamaik Moore, Mahershala Ali, Hailee Steinfeld, and Lily Tomlin, amongst the many different voice artists. And they've got three directors working on this movie. And searching for new ideas on old themes has always been part of the Hollywood movie machine, and it takes courageous people to mess with a proven formula and create some surprises. This is exactly what Sony Picture Animation has done. Using a trio of directors in Bob Persichetti, Peter Ramsey, and Rodney Rothman, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse is an often bizarre but hilarious reworking of the Spider-Man universe. It's a visual and aural extravaganza. The hectic production carves new ground, not only in storytelling, but in the world of animation. It expounds everything one should want to know about superhero movies and animated films, and it comes up trumps. It rewards the most dedicated fans of both genres and allows newcomers to enjoy this dizzy ride too. The pace is very hectic, as I said, and it's crowded with so many meta references that it becomes something of an interconnected puzzle. Miles Morales is the new Spider-Man to enter the universe. His character was created by writer Brian Michael Bendis in 2011 to take over the mantle of Spider-Man, who was Peter Parker, who died. He was killed. And one would imagine that he's now the new Peter Parker, the crawler in the current era of young comic book fans. I'm telling you, the way it looks, Roy, the way they've done the movie, they move back and forth in time. They bring in other Spider-Men, you know, all the characters who were in other Spider-Men. They brought them together from all over the universe.
Yeah.
So you've got the new guy who's Latino. He's it's a new, it's a whole new look.
Do they still sing, Rabubi, Rabubi?
Yeah, and Peter Potbelly, Peter Parker is in the film. It's, they bring him back.
Yeah.
And they bring other characters. They bring a guy called Peter Porker, the spectacular Spider-Ham, who is from the cartoon feature that's on one of the channels. So I must say, I really enjoyed this. And the different shifts in pace, in the way it looks, in the visuals, it all comes together so beautifully. And as I said, Liel, I think this is one of the best animated movies I've seen. It's going to do a bomb.
Wow.
You know, you say a bomb drops, but this is going to really be explode at the box office.
I just want to... to add something,
yes.
Although Sony took the lift the glove and did the movie, yes. It's based on, like you said, it's Marvel. Based on characters from new Marvels.
That's right. And what's interesting, if you look carefully, Stan Lee, who passed away recently, who created all these characters and was instrumental in launching the whole universe, cameo. There's a part there where he's selling comic books. He was also a
very, very big supporter of new artists that took his characters and revived
and
them
revived
and changed them, and
that's
with
right.
his stories
that's
and his
right.
characters. So that must be interesting.
It is interesting. And another one who follows these superheroes is Aquaman. It doesn't open on Friday, Roy.
It opens
next week.
Okay.
And
Aquaman.
Aquaman.
Every time I think about Aquaman,
Fishman.
I remember.
Fish out of water.
I remember. Chris Rock. He says, "So what next? Aquaman's going to drown in the tab." Yeah.
So that's New Metro have advertised that they're showing some of these blockbusters this weekend, Sunday and Monday. They're going to be showing.
And if you want to...
They're going to show Bumblebee, which is Transformers. Yeah. That hasn't opened yet. That's also going to be opening on the 21st.
Again, Transformers?
Yeah,
again?
But now it's a small story about...
Yeah, this is a small story about Bumblebee, who's one of the Transformers, who's got more soul and more heart. I don't know.
But Aquaman, by the way, if you guys want to see Aquaman before it comes to the cinemas, he's going to star in the new Justice League movie that you can see this Sunday on Mnet. So.
Okay, good for Mnet. Yeah. Right. Then they got a new movie called Mortal Engines, and it's interesting to note that the producer Peter Jackson is involved in this. And, you know, Peter Jackson.
Of course.
Thousands of years after civilization was destroyed by a cataclysmic event, humankind adapts to a new way of life. It's moving cities of people who move all over the earth, prying on smaller towns. Characters fight for survival. Sounds like Mad Max. Two opposites join forces to change the future. And this is what the film is about. I haven't seen it yet. We're only screening it tomorrow morning. But seeing I'm going to be on Roy's show tomorrow morning, I won't be able to see the movie.
Duh.
So this is virtually the outline. For people who like these sort of sci-fi adventures,
what's
Roy,
the question?
Wait, I'm getting there. Give me a few minutes.
So there's a question, guys.
There is going to be a question.
Yeah.
There's the question.
Yeah,
a very famous singer. She's Latino and she's very good. She sings well. I don't know so much about acting. She's in a film called Second Act.
All right.
She's known throughout the world as J-Lo.
Oh, right.
So the question is, what's her name?
So the question is, what's her name?
I love it. I just must mention the T's and C's, Royce.
Yeah.
Vouchers are valid for 2D or 3D movies for regular and VIP cinemas. This is special arrangements.
Yeah.
With us, because not everyone gets it. Vouchers exclude Extreme and 4DX cinemas, as well as movies in their first week of release. It can only be redeemed at cinema box office and not online, and only at the Metro Cineplexes.
All right.
Winners need to present vouchers as complimentary MobiCodes when getting them. I will phone the winners.
Basically, guys, you're going to get a Mobi code from Peter, and you're going to present the Mobi code. You'll have to punch it into the machine. You actually talk to no one today. You punch it into the machine, and it issues you a ticket. All you have to spend money is on popcorn.
Coke. You can,
yeah, on Coca-Cola, if you drink Coca-Cola and popcorn. It works well together, I must say.
Works very well together.
Yeah. And yeah, I mean, that's all you have
and
to spend.
And the vouchers expire within 3 months. So you've got three months to go,
and you can go to any new Metro
movie anywhere in.
As long as it's not the current show, the one this
week. If I
want
to watch the movies that you mentioned this week, I can wait until next week.
You can wait till next week.
Yes,
I'm sure they're going to run.
Okay, great.
So all you have to do is just...
You know, I wanted to see Widows over the weekend. I missed it. I was overseas at the time.
Yeah.
And I went to New Metro Hyde Park.
And?
They were sold out. I went to the 2:30 show. I couldn't get a seat. So I ended up going
You actually go to movies after the job?
You see?
Well, I need to keep up, Roy. I need to talk about
So movies. Which movie did you watch?
So I ended up with Ralph. Ralph Breaks the Internet.
Really?
Was it
nice? Was great. It was great fun. If you understand the internet and how it works, and this character's in there with
Peter,
eBay.
Can I tell you?
They're trying to sell something on eBay, and then there's Amazon, and there's
Peter,
Facebook.
Can I tell you something? Yes. Half of the nuances there you didn't understand.
No, I'm not that young, you see.
Exactly. You need to be in the right
frame of mind and understand what is going on.
No, there's so many stuff from the internet. If you know YouTube,
you
know the stars on YouTube, so you can recognize this one and this one.
Yeah. And there's a game called Candy Crush.
Mm-hmm.
And what is that?
Candy Crush.
It's a race between little girls in motor.
Little girls. Peter? Peter?
Girl.
No.
You like little girls.
No. They got references to a lot of gamers, YouTubers that are very popular.
Sonic, what's that character name?
The game.
Sonic
Hedgehog. Yes, he's in it as well.
And you got references to Fortnite, that is the biggest thing now in the kids' life.
And there's a game called Slaughter Race or something.
You know, I've seen a great movie. Submarine movie with
Killer.
Yeah, Hunter Killer. It was a good movie. It's a well-made movie.
Who is it with?
Hunter Killer. It was with who? What
yes,
is the name
I
of the guy?
Who? Oh, now it slipped my mind.
I think
yeah. But it was a very nice movie.
Good movie.
Highly recommended for me, Hunter Killer. It's a very nice movie. And
for the kids, Roy, I didn't mention there's another animated feature.
You did
called,
mention,
what, Elliot?
Spider-Man, no?
No, Elliot. Elliot, the littlest reindeer. Mm. And it's also coming out.
All right, guys. So what do we have? We've got who is J-Lo, basically? Just give us the answer and you get 2 movie tickets. Guys, thank you so much. I've got some nice songs for you. And afterwards, we're going to have some little bit of jokes. The time is now. What is the time now?
25-2.
And you're listening to? Who are you listening to?
Roy Parrott.
No, yeah.
This is the Porn Stars of Roy Parrott.
All right. So now, let's play this song for you guys, and I think you're going to enjoy it plenty.
If you missed Porn Stars Unplugged, here's what you missed.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah.
I have to tell you about Hanukkah. This guy is
Hanukkah.
Hanukkah. Right. We talk about latke, so this guy is eating the latke that his wife cooked, and he say, "Darling, do you know he cooked this latke there? They taste horrible." So he said, "Ugh, you know, you don't know nothing. The cookbook said this is delicious latke."
You know, Chuck Norris can actually win an argument with his wife.
I know. I don't think Chuck Norris can do that. There's a limit to Chuck Norris.
No. So
when it comes to women,
Cash Porn Stars Unplugged Wednesdays at 6 p.m.
So we're getting into a nice stretch of our show. It's the time is now 6:39. So basically 20 minutes to 7. And we've got like 20 minutes to go. It's the end of the year. We didn't prepare too much. I'll tell you, I've got a little bit sad day today, I must say. My son is going back to the United States.
But you had a nice month.
Yeah, he was here for a month and a half. I didn't see him much because he went down to Cape Town. I know I'm going to miss him a lot. And you want success. You have to eat the beans. So, yeah, it's a little bit
He's on a journey of note.
He's on a journey of note.
Listen, he's working very hard and he still have time to play. It's awesome, listen.
Very hard. Describe very hard.
Hey?
I don't know.
It's hard.
It's hard. Yeah. So, it doesn't matter. At least, you know, success is good. And, I wish him all the best. And it's going to be a long flight from here to Miami. Yeah. Anyway, so that's today. And you know what? We were talking a lot about Chuck Norris lately. We haven't talked a lot about Chuck Norris lately.
Not enough.
But
you can never.
But
talk
people enough. Must understand it. Mustn't send any more Jennifer Lopez because we've got too many. Too many people know Jennifer Lopez, so you must stop sending Jennifer Lopez. Yeah. Anyway, you know, tough men. If we talk about tough men eat nails. Now, listen, but Chuck Norris does all his grocery shopping at Home Depot.
Builder's Warehouse.
At Builder's Warehouse, yeah.
Yeah. you know Chuck Norris, talking about Chuck Norris, yeah. I don't know. Chuck Norris, yeah. When he turned 18,
yeah.
His parents moved out.
You know, if you swallow a quarter... You know, there's American quarter.
Yeah.
So if you swallow a quarter and Chuck Norris roundhouse kick you in the stomach, you will poop 2 dimes and a nickel.
You know, the Chuck Norris has been to Mars.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's why there's no signs of life over there.
You know, Chuck Norris is so fast. He actually, when he stops, he waits for his shadow to come.
Well, Chuck Norris can pick oranges from an apple tree and make the best lemonade you ever tasted.
You know, he can also, Chuck Norris, sit in the corner of a round room.
Yeah.
You know, yes, I'm telling you.
And you know, if life gives Chuck Norris lemonade, he can make oranges.
And Chuck Norris can draw a perfect circle with a ruler.
Yeah. You know, the Chuck Norris actually died 20 years ago.
Serious?
Yes, but Defy still didn't got the courage to tell him.
You know, Defy, yeah. You know, Chuck Norris heard that nothing can kill him. So he heard that nothing can kill him. So he tracked down nothing and killed it. Yeah. So anyway, you know, Chuck Norris cheated on his English test with a calculator.
Ooh.
Yeah, but
Roy, who do you think will win in a fight between King Kong and Godzilla?
I'd say King Kong.
King Kong. Well, you're wrong, because Chuck Norris never lets his pets fight, so no chance.
You know ghosts, they sit around campfire and tell Chuck Norris jokes.
You know, Chuck Norris...
Chuck Norris, not jokes, stories, sorry.
Chuck Norris, horror stories.
Yeah.
Chuck Norris, you talked about the dime and the quarter. So yeah. He can swallow a Rubik cube.
Yeah.
And when it comes out, it's solved.
That's not...
Yeah.
You know, what was going through the minds of all Chuck Norris victims before they died? Do you know? His shoe.
There's one good one over here. Chuck Norris doesn't dial the wrong number. You answer the wrong phone.
You know, Chuck Norris, he lost his virginity before his dad did.
It's like the time he gave birth. He helped his mother give birth to himself.
Yeah, for definitely. He actually birthed. Yeah, bulletproof vest. Where's Chuck Norris for protection? Yeah. Another thing, you know, once there was a street called Chuck Norris, but the name was changed for public safety because nobody crosses Chuck Norris and stays alive.
I wouldn't cross Chuck Norris Street. Yeah, you're right.
Every Chuck Norris joke is a 5-star joke because it says Chuck Norris. Oh, that's a good one. Chuck Norris owns... Yeah. Superman owns in Chuck Norris pajamas.
And talking about superhero, you know the Green Hulk.
Yes.
So Chuck Norris and the Hulk had an arm wrestling contest.
Yeah.
And the bet was whoever lost have to paint himself green. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What can I say? Guys, it's time for another nice, nice song. So we've got a few choices. We've got...
Before, when Chuck Norris crossed the street,
yes,
the cars look both ways. Eh?
It's not bad, eh? I must say, that's not half bad. That's a nice song. A little bit.
Okay, what are the choices?
Of what?
You said of songs.
We've got Eric Clapton.
Oh, and do you know how Chuck Norris eats soup?
How?
With chopsticks.
Soup with chopsticks?
Yes.
You know, Chuck Norris can eat with one chopstick. Do you know that? guys, let's say we've got a really nice song. Okay. So today it's a light day, so just I hope you're going to like it.
It's Chuck Norris Day.
This is Electric Light Orchestra, Mr. Blue Skies.
If you missed Pawn Stars Unplugged, here's what you missed.
You know those souvenirs? How do you call it? The donuts. You know, donuts has got a direct connect. As you eat it, it doesn't go anywhere. There's no vitamins there. It goes straight to your bottom.
It doesn't.
Exactly. Hey, it goes straight. It. Yes, you can say tachat. Tachat is not English.
Why? But we are.
It's bottom
Jewish.
In Hebrew. Yes.
Yes, it's bottom.
As you eat it, it goes straight there. It doesn't stop. There's no stop. even tabo. As thin as tabo is, he eats it, it goes to his tachat. Yeah, I'm telling you. Yeah, say, what do you.
Sorry. I ate like two already this.
All right. Yeah, it's still there. You can see the two bumps.
No.
Guest Pawn Stars Unplugged Wednesdays at 6 p.m.
Thank you for staying with us. The time is now 8:08. And some people love Chuck Norris. And we've got, who is that? Brew Bill Rogers. He says, Death has near Chuck Norris experience. he also says, Chuck Norris once killed a man twice. I can't see the rest. It says something, but I can't see the rest.
I think it's a link.
You think so?
It looked like it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you said you got a couple of Chuck Norris's very nice ones.
Listen, Chuck Norris, everybody know, use a stunt double. But only for the crying scenes. what else about Chuck Norris?
You know, police label anyone attacking Chuck Norris as a COD 4511 suicide.
Yeah, rightly so.
Yeah.
We need Chuck Norris here.
Yeah, we need Chuck Norris here. You know, the reason that the newborn babies cry is because they know they have to just enter the world with Chuck Norris.
You know a Chuck Norris Gmail account?
No.
You Gmail at Chuck Norris. Everybody knows that.
The original title for Alien vs. Predator was Alien vs. Predator vs. Chuck Norris. The film was cancelled shortly after being pre-production. No one will pay $9 to see a movie that's 14 seconds long.
But you know actually why Chuck Norris is the reason why aliens don't visit us.
Yeah.
And rightly so.
You know, Chuck Norris can divide by zero.
Yeah.
Chuck Norris also can drown a fish. Do you know him?
Huh? Which one?
The only time Chuck Norris was wrong is when he was thought he made a mistake.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
So, you know what happened? The saddest moment for a child is not when he learns that Santa Claus isn't real. Yeah. Is when he learns Chuck Norris is real.
Yeah. But you know that Santa Claus was actually real. Santa Claus was actually real. He wasn't an imagining figure.
Wasn't it?
It was real, yeah. Until one Christmas, he forgot to give Chuck Norris a present. since then, he's a fairy tale. Yeah.
You know.
Listen, do you know?
Yeah.
True story.
Yeah.
Chuck Norris was born on May 7th, 1945.
Ooh, all right.
Yeah. True fact. Germany surrendered May 8th, 1945. And that's a true story, guys.
Yeah, let me tell you.
Yeah, you think everything is a joke, no?
Chuck Norris can hit you so hard that your blood will bleed.
Yeah. Very nice.
You know, Chuck Norris is a rug, a bear rug. You know.
Yeah, like a
bear. No, he's got a bear rug, yeah, on his in his trophy still. He's still alive, but the bear's too scared to move.
You know that the you know the boogeyman. He's every night he's looking for Chuck Norris under his bed.
It's not the boogeyman. It's the Tokoloshi. The Tokoloshi every night is looking after under the bed to see if Chuck Norris is there.
Yeah.
You know that Chuck Norris has a diary. It calls the Guinness Book of World Records. yeah. Chuck Norris tears, tears cure cancer. The problem is he never cries.
But you know, Chuck Norris can speak Braille.
Yeah.
Wait. Yeah. And he can hear sign language.
There you go. Chuck Norris can scramble, can unscramble an egg, but what do you think? Yeah, I told you that Chuck Norris sleeps with a pillow under his gun.
Yeah.
Did I tell you that?
You know, a king cobra once beat Chuck Norris in the leg. After 5 days of excruciating pain, the king cobra died.
Do you know the real reason Hitler killed himself? Because he found out that Chuck Norris was Jewish. Yeah. Chuck Norris' computer doesn't have a backspace button. Chuck Norris, do not make mistakes. Let me tell you something about Chuck Norris. You know, Chuck Norris bowled a perfect game. A perfect game with a marble.
And you know, flu.
Flu?
Yeah, flu. Every winter I have to get a Chuck Norris shot.
Is it? You said something about the fifth concerto.
Of course, everybody knows that. Chuck Norris can play Beethoven number 5 symphony with a vuvuzela.
Chuck Norris can do a wheelie on a unicycle.
You know, Chuck Norris put a fire.
Yeah, what is it?
Put out a fire.
How?
With a gasoline, yeah.
Yono, it says like this: if it looks like chicken, it tastes like chicken, and feels like chicken, but Chuck Norris says it's beef.
You know, when you write on Google Chuck Norris,
yeah,
Google answer you. You search for him yourself.
Chuck Norris is the only person on the planet that can kick you in the back and in the face. Bill Gates live in constant fear that Chuck Norris' PC will crash.
And
Chuck Norris, everybody knows that he can kill 2 stones with 1 bird.
We're in the last stretch. I want to say to you, tell you tomorrow we're going to be at about, not about, exactly 9 o'clock we'll be at Roy and Friends. You're going to have myself, Leo and Peter Feldman. And we're going to talk to a guy that comes and is going to talk to us a little bit about, what is he going to talk to us about? I don't know, he can cook apparently, he's a chef. So,
ooh.
Yeah, you're going to hear from us. What I want to say, to you, thank you so much for the Pond Stars. And we had great year. Hopefully we're going to be here next week, I'm not sure. But if we're not, please.
Have a great
new year. And don't forget, be careful, be safe. And, what can I say? Leka new year. Enjoy it, celebrate. Don't do too much. You know, I had a great joke to tell you tonight, and I didn't, because they say that I can't say the word testicles. So have a leka evening, guys.